Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's February 9th, 2016, and I'm your host, Antoine Bergeron. Yes, you heard that right. And with my co-host this week, Jordan Steinhoff, the Canadian from All Us Geeks.
Hello.
How are you, Jordan?
Good. How are you, Antoine?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Contrarily to Paul, who's coughing out his lung right now, so...
Get that man some pills or something.
We'll try. We'll try. So, same format as usual. Events, non-crowdfunding news, followed by what we found on the crowdfunding side. So, we'll start off by the events. First, we have the Beginner to Intermediate Painting Workshop at Slab Rosemont. I will be giving February 28th. It's a four-hour class. We'll go through the basic of... Basic to Intermediate means... Anything after just three color base coating, like we saw with Game Workshop back in the day. So we'll go toward simple layering, wash, dry brushing, stuff like that. A bit of other effects like metallics and stuff like that. Normal metallics.
True metallics or non-metal?
No, true metallics. Non-metal is over that pay level, I would say.
I was going to say, your definition of intermediate is vastly different from mine.
Yeah, no. even in the advanced class I gave, I didn't go through true metallic, non-metallic metal. That's a bit over my pay grade. Okay. Next event is ND Open 8, May 7th and 8th. It's a two-day convention in Montreal at Long Point, at the Long Point Military Base. There's a bunch of games covered, 40K, 90s instead of fantasy. We have Guild Ball, War Machine, Ords, Infinity, and X-Wing. Registrations are already open, and we'll have links for the event in the show notes. The price is, if I remember correctly, $35 Canadian per day, and that includes lunch and a t-shirt. So, that's pretty good.
Are they running off just the better rules for Ninth Age right now? I wasn't aware that was fully fleshed out yet.
I think the official rules are the first official rules are out now.
Okay.
And they are coming out with the every book. Yeah. Like army books are revised. Mm-hmm. I'm not fully aware of it because I haven't tested it yet. But like Steve from the show is part of the active scene here.
So right.
He could say more. We will probably touch that in the main show somewhere in the near future.
Okay, cool.
And now we'll go with the news, starting with the non-crowdfunding stuff first. We'll go back and forth instead of me going through all of it to change the stuff a bit and let Jordan speak more. That way you won't have to suffer to as much of my bad French accent.
Hey, I understand you. That's all that matters.
Yeah. So first we have MC Studio. A local guy here terrain is now available for on regular sale. Now that both his first two Kickstarter are out to their backers, and he also added a new collection, a pulp collection, which I have the name right here, the Upper Town Neighborhood. So it's laser cut heavy cardboard and like 20s to 50s maybe, so style for a Batman, Pulp City, or a bunch of like pulp games, you could say. It's a pretty nice terrain. It's a bit more intricate than the scenery he did for Infinity, and that was a conscious choice. He didn't want to have something that could be flattened easily and easily transportable. He was already able to do something like that for the Infinity One, but he wanted a simpler terrain set to be an affordable terrain set, because you need so much for Infinity. However, for most of the other games, you need smaller tables, and you wanted to go into more intricate details.
I've got a couple Warhammer-related items here. Forge World, the first one, is now taking orders for Skarak, the Bloodborn. This is their new Khorne-specific super big demon. Well, it's not super big, but it comes on 160mm base. It is Khorne-specific, and it's all armored up very much like a Khorne demon should be. It looks very pretty. It's got an MSRP of 140 euros. It can be used in both Age of Sigmar and 40K as a demon. The second piece of 40 of Warhammer news is Games Workshop is taking pre-releases for the new Space Wolves codec and the new Wolfen Space Wolves models. This one kind of bothers me because late last year I sank around $500 into 40K models, and the German previews for the White Dwarf article said that the End of Times was coming to 40K. And that really didn't turn out well for fantasy. So I'm not quite sure what to expect with this, and I hope they're just reusing a slogan and they're not about to crap on 40K.
I hope so for you. Most of my 40K stuff is long ago bought, so nothing new I got recently, but I hope for you it's not the same thing. I don't think they'll go to a four-page rule book for 40K.
Oh, I hope not. So.
160 millimeter base, you said, for the demon. That's a pretty sizable base.
Yeah, that's as big as the big behemoths for War Machine and Hordes. They're only
those
120,
are 120, yeah.
Yeah,
so he's going to be pretty big.
Yep.
Well, he has a price tag to go for with it too.
Yeah.
Okay, next up we have some new release from Spellcrow. A trio of new halflings. We've had a bunch of those recently, and it just released some. So they're so cute every time. So this time we have a trio of pretty basic adventurers, but with different loadouts. The first one is having a pig with what looks like a scroll, or maybe that is pointing toward a pig. The both are on separate bases. And a giant hat to go with it. Second one is a halfling with pouch. The name is probably misleading. It looks more like a thief with a dagger and a cloak. And the last one is the halfling with eagle. So, once again, a bit misleading. The halfling is an archer, and the eagle is standing on the back on a kind of little column. So it could be an accessory on another base or something like that. So both could be, but separately, I guess if they wanted, but they included them together.
I want to get the halfling with pig for my Pathfinder game, just so I can be like a druid with a pig animal companion.
That would be cool.
Totally awesome. The pig is cool. Totally useless, but then I would have the figure for it. So
you could do an halfling druid.
Yeah. Bloodkeep Miniatures has started taking orders for their Tyrath Champion. This is a really nice looking demon type model. Looks a little bit like a tiefling, something kind of between a Warhammer demon prince and a dragon. It's a very nice looking model. It's got some great details. He's carrying a banner. He's got a nice pointy sword. It's 21 centimeters high. It's got an MSRP right now of 50 euros. That's going to last until the end of February. As of March 1, or whenever they update their pricing, that's going to go up to 60. But it's a really pretty looking, I look at an IC demon, but it's got great detail, and this would fit into any game system that you want to play where there's demons or dragons, and definitely would make a great display piece.
Absolutely. It has a large wingspan, and the banner is almost as wide as he is, So it's a really nice model. Next up, we have Scale 75 are releasing a new model in their Heroes collection. So those are higher scale, like 75 millimeters, more for painting, display, or stuff like that. This one is Mary Reed. She looks like a privateer, maybe a pirate. you could say for people who are into War Machines, she might be like a mercenary, a gunslinger, or a gun mage, maybe.
Yeah, she got kind of a, I don't know, not quite Rulik, but definitely a mercenary feel to her, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's a really nice model, too. So for Display Painter, that would be a cool piece to attack.
Well, all that scale 75 stuff is just wonderful. And it makes me sad that I look at the pictures and know I will never do that. The painting, I mean, not the model.
Yeah.
Let's see, what do we got here? Bad Roll Games is releasing a Junkers starter pack for Punk Apocalyptic. That's a bad string of words. Punk Apocalyptic. It's got a few figures in there. It's available in their online store right now. These are Crack and Snap electric suit and biohazard protection gear. It's it looks like some pretty cool stuff. It's inexpensive, and I suppose if this is a line you've already been following or buying, it's five miniatures. That would make a very good addition. The Blunderbuss looks really cool. The Blunderbuss figure.
Mm-hmm. I like the last one, the kid that is cosplaying as Mario.
Yeah. I wonder how they got away with that. I mean, it actually puts the M on it.
Yeah, that might be just asking for a lawsuit in the near future.
As long as they can get away with it.
Yeah, we'll see how long they do. We're now going through the crowdfunding side. So first we have, I'll try to say that. Itarium, which is a miniature board game, are releasing a new faction, the House Ikaru, I would say. So it's a new line to add to their faction. They have in the starter 11 models, and they have add-ons or bigger pledge to have bigger armies for them and new models for the, and a new faction box for the other faction at the same time. So if you're into Itarium, it's nice to expand the game.
Yeah, Itarium's got some really cool looking models, and just looking at what they're offering for the Ikaru faction here, I really like the look of some of these. There's a lot of cool models in here, but I really like the Zero, the dude with the angel wings.
Yes.
This is a game that kind of interested me when they first went live with it, but with only two starting factions and far too many games I don't play already, I didn't really get in on it, but if it grows,
it will help them get new players, adding more factions, only two to start with.
Yep.
Was a bit hard. I've heard great thing about the gameplay, so...
Yeah, I took a look at the rules, and it seemed pretty pretty streamlined and pretty fast and pretty brutal. Like, you're not going to spend a lot of time rolling a lot of dice over and over. Things are going to get hit and disappear.
That's pretty good.
And Mantic has announced their Kickstarter. Actually, it's live now for their Walking Dead miniatures game, All Out War. It's a property that just makes money, Walking Dead. Whoever does something with it, it's a license to print. The models look good. I personally got no interest in this because I'm kind of burned out on The Walking Dead between the comics, the TV shows, and the two other board games that are out there, and Monopoly. It's going well. It's well-received. And, I mean, it's Walking Dead. Everybody likes killing zombies.
Mm-hmm. For people who are not aware, the game won't be people against zombies. It's two gangs of survivors, and the zombie will be a third party controlled by the game. So you're fighting other survivors. There's not one player stuck to play the zombies with no character to them.
I want to see more detail on the AI to see how the zombies are really going to interact.
Mm-hmm. Now, next one, another licensed game, IDW. Just launched their Kickstarter for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shadows of the Past board game. So It's a board game, but full of miniatures and miniature turtles. So how could it be bad? So there's not a bunch of miniature in the game. Well, not a lot of different sculpts, but you have the turtles, some characters, and a bunch of little foot ninjas. So that's already good.
Yeah, I mean, it's already doubled up its funding goal with 16 days to go. I mean, the Turtles is another one of those titles that right now is just so hot that it's another license to print money. They really look good. The April O'Neil model, I think, really looks cool. the Turtles, they look great. They got good detail on there, which you'd think would be silly to say about the Turtles, but yeah. you know, the shells are really defined and they've given them really defined weapons, so you can tell which one they are. It's I'm looking forward to seeing some painted versions of the Turtles and Shredder. I think that'll I think those will look cool.
Yes, and they also have unlocked a variance for the turtle depending if you prefer a different style based on Kevin Eastman, I think.
Yep.
His work. So they're exclusive to the Kickstarter, but if you prefer their look, you're able to get them instead of just the basic one from the game. So,
and then you can just paint them up in black and white with a lot of edge highlighting and it'll look just like the comics.
Yep. And I forgot for the other two, but this one is running until February 25th. I'll just go back quickly. Aetherium is running until March 2nd. And The Walking Dead is running until February 29th. And that's it for our news this week. So thanks a lot, Jordan, for jumping in at the last minute.
No problem. Anytime I can help.
And if people want to hear more of his sultry expatriate voice, you can listen to All His Geeks, another member of United Geeks Network. So thanks, Jordan.
No problem. Have a good night.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Read our blog at geeksofthenorth.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth. Or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, on Twitter at PRFilio. And Antoine at Eltonio Berg. See you in 2 weeks, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com where you will find Broken Prism Reviews, a YouTube channel bringing you game reviews in three parts, unboxing, express gameplay, and a quick rundown of what makes the game stand out. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.